It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Neighbor. That's something you can hit and make music. I've been thinking of things that I could use just to hit and make patterns of music. Yeah, the shoes would be good. You could use the floor. Tap on the floor. Or on a wooden chair. Or your hands. Could you make that pattern yourself? It's a pretty hard one. Try it. I brought a drum, so I'll try it on the drum. Hey, I know what I'll try here. I'll try not hitting the drum. Look. That's hard. Now I'll hit it. What would you like to use to make a pattern like that? Oh, there are lots of them. You could even use your eyes. Sure. Or your head. Let's see, how would we do that? All sorts of things. One other now. Let me see, what will I do? Yeah. I know. See if you know what song this is. Do you know? Some are fancy. It's a fancy song, isn't it? Some are fancy. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Boys are boys from the beginning. When you're born a boy, baby, you grow up to be a bigger boy, and then a man. Girls are girls right from the start. When you're born a girl, baby, you grow up to be a bigger girl, and then a woman. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Body's fancy, and so is mine. Only girls can be the mummies. Only boys can be the daddies. Yes, sir. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I think you're a special person, and I like your ins and outs. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. There are lots of different instruments that you use to hit and make patterns of music. Triangle. Remember the triangle we sometimes play? Just makes a ding. Or a tambourine. You can shake it and hit it. I think Mr. Negri has some of those instruments at his shop. Why don't we go over and see what he has there? All right? Come along.
Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum-bum-bum.
Joe? I don't see anybody here. Maybe they're in the rehearsal room.
I thought I heard someone here.
Bob Trout. I didn't expect to see you in the music shop.
Well, Joe's out for a while, and he asked me to look after the store while he was gone.
I see.
Inspector Mayor.
What?
A little surprise for you.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Rob Trout.
How are you?
I'm very glad to see you.
Nice to see you again, too.
This is Bob Trout's son, Rob. I haven't seen you in such a long time.
It's about
been
that
quite
big.
A while.
He was that big when you saw him last.
How old are you now?
16.
16. Mm-hmm. Fine-looking son you have.
Thank you. Meet his friends. Malcolm, Mr. Rogers.
Malcolm, I'm glad to meet you.
Marta.
I'm Marta. Mm-hmm.
Candy.
Hi, Candy.
And Diane.
Hi, Diane. Well, what are you doing here?
Have a seat.
Well, have a seat and find out.
That's surprising with that. See if you recognize this, Fred.
You're singing?
Is that to sing.
It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling to but the very same people who are good sometimes are the very same people who are bad sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it? Can never go down.
Ah, that's just great.
Well,
You've been working on that for quite a while, I would think.
We were trying to get it down for you, so when we saw you sometime, we were going to sing it. Oh. So this is a surprise.
Well, thank you for that.
I'd
like to hear something else.
Okay, while you're here, sing that family song you wrote there, Rob. Take five.
Song called Good Morning Family. It's about my family. To drive me insane. He's my brother, and he's heavy. Hey, Pidge, good morning. Top of the morning to you. Hey, family, good morning.
Thank you for that, Rob. Sounds like you love your family.
Yes, I do.
Well, there are plenty of times, I'm sure, that you all get angry with each other, don't you?
There's always.
Many.
Well, sure, but that's what families are all about. Do you have something else I could hear before I go?
Good. How about Dr. Platypus? We'll dedicate this to him. It's a Scottish song, okay?
For Dr. Platypus.
All back to stage. Here we go.
Done, friends. Well,
you like that?
Thank you very much.
Oh, I forgot to ask you, why did you really come here, Fred?
Oh, I came here to get some instrument that you hit on. Okay. Do you have something else?
Sure,
there?
We'll find it.
Thank you very much for that music.
We'll see you later, Mr. Ryan.
I'm very glad to have seen you. Give Eric my best. He must be 11 or 12 by now.
Yeah, he's 11
Is
now.
He? And your mother, too. Tell her I said hello.
Nice surprise,
thank
huh?
Thank you for listening.
Thank you all.
Well, let's see. Something to hit on. How about a drum, Fred?
No, I have a toy drum, and they're pretty expensive. Those there.
Ah, triangle.
Well, we've worked with those before. Do you have anything else that'd be a little lower?
Woodblock?
That's a good idea. Yeah, I could use that. How much is it?
Oh, it's around $2. I'm not sure. When Joe comes back, I'll let him handle that. I'll just mark it down.
Good. Okay? Thank you very much, Bob. Congratulations for your kids.
Thank you a lot.
Bye.
So long.
Nice tune to it, this wood block. Sounds different on the end. Listen. Swing sounds nice too. Why don't we make believe that the sale that Corny's going to have today in the neighborhood of make believe is a swing sale? Okay, let's go get the trolley. Man who manufactures. Hey, trolley. Yes. Yesterday, Corny said he was going to have a sale with all those boxes that he was carrying, so we're going to pretend that that's a swing sale today in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Speedy delivery. Good day, Charlie. Good day to you. Speedy delivery.
Oh, Mr. McFeely, I'm glad to see you. Do you have my delivery of change?
Well, I have a delivery here. I don't know if it's change. Let's shake it and see, all righty?
All right. Sounds like 'em.
Sounds just like change to me, so here we go.
I'd like your help, but That's what it is.
It's the chain.
Now, if you just put the chains on the two hooks here...
All right.
Well, I can get this swing finished.
There's one for you. Here's another chain.
Good.
Right on the other side.
Now, would you put the seat of the swing on, please?
The seat. All righty. Now, let me see.
Yeah, you just put those hooks on, too. Then.
One side. I guess assembling a swing takes some practice, Corny.
That's right. You're doing very well.
And there's the other side.
Good. Give it a little swing and see if it goes. Nice. Very nice. I have all sizes of swings, Mr. McBeely. I'm having a swing sale.
I see you are. There's a lot of swings around here.
Yeah, I thought people could come and swing and I could sell. How about you? Would you like to swing a bit?
Well, that would be a pleasure. You know, I usually don't swing, but even on special occasions, I'll get a kick out of it.
Well, good. Well, take your pick.
All right, let's see. Well, here's a tire swing.
Right.
I remember those when I was a little boy. A lot of my friends have these swings.
Sure.
That's a tire swing, and there's a different one back here. Oh, that one looks interesting, Courtney. Could I try that one?
Try it, surely.
All righty.
Just hop in.
Hop in, you say? There we go. Here we go.
Nice, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
A relaxing sort of rhythm, don't you think?
It's very relaxing, certainly do think so.
Yes. Say, Mr. McFeely, would you tell everybody about my swing sale?
Okay, Corny, I'll tell everyone all over the neighborhood you're having a swinging swing sale.
Oh, that's good. Very good.
Now, let me see. I think I'll start down at that end of the neighborhood, down by Daniel's Clock, and I'll just tell everybody.
Good. Well, start anywhere you want, Mr. McFeely, just so people come and try out my swings.
Okay, well, I'm on the way. See you later, Corny.
Right.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you, X. Good day to you.
Better watch what you're doing.
What do you mean, X?
You'd better watch where you're swinging that thing.
Well, I didn't think I was doing anything dangerous, but I'll be more careful.
You might hurt someone, and you'd be sorry.
Oh, yes, I certainly would. Oh, meanwhile, X, Corny wants me to tell everybody in the neighborhood that he's having a special swing sale.
Oh, a swing sale. That doesn't sound very interesting.
Well, I know he wants you to come. He told me to invite everybody.
Did he say to invite me?
He said everybody.
Oh, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm very busy, Mr. McFeely.
Well, it's up to you, X. Good day to you. Good day.
Corny didn't want me to come. I'm sure of that. And I know why, too.
Howdy, X.
Oh. Oh, hi, Robert Troll.
Did you hear about Corny's swinging swing sale?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Mr. McFeely just told me, I'm going to swing and swing. I'm going to swing high, and I'm going to swing low.
Yeah.
You want to come over with me?
I'm not going.
Well, why not?
I don't know. No, you'll have more fun without me anyway.
But what do you mean, would I have more fun without you?
Ask Corny. He'll tell you.
Ask Corny? Wonder what he meant by that. Swing high.
Swing low.
Hi. Hi there, Robert Troll.
Hi,
my
Corny.
Swing sale here.
Boy, they're nice.
Yeah, try them.
Try, okay?
Sure.
Boy, that's fun.
I thought you'd like that one.
Swing high, swing low.
Yeah. Oh, this one's swinging by itself.
Okay. Boy, that's really nice.
That's a tire swing. That's a wicker swing there.
Mm-hmm.
You like it?
Yeah. I like your swings, Corny.
Yes?
But, to tell you the truth, I'm a little worried about X.
About X? Well, where is he? I thought he'd like all these swings here.
Well, he's not coming over to look at them.
Not coming? Why not?
He says we'll have more fun without him.
Well, now, why would he say that, Robert Troll?
Don't you know?
Of course I don't know.
Well, X sent me over here. He said, ask Corny. He'll tell you.
Does X think I'm angry with him?
I don't know. It just feels like there's something wrong, Corny.
Well, maybe we better go over there and find out what's going on with him.
Okay. That sounds like a good idea to me.
Okay, let me close up my shop and I'll be right over.
Okay, I'll see you over there.
All right.
Oh, hello again, Robert Troll.
X, would you mind telling me what's wrong?
You ask Corny. He'll tell you.
What will Corny tell him?
Oh, hello, Corny.
What will Corny tell him, X?
That I'm a bad owl and I shouldn't play with other people.
Shouldn't play?
Yeah, I'm a person who hurts people.
Just because you knocked over those boxes yesterday?
Well, it could have been worse.
Well, I was angry and I told you so, but my anger's over now. And I know you'll be more careful, won't you?
X.
Yeah?
You're not a bad person. Even if you do bad things once in a while.
Are you sure?
Do you think I'm a bad person, X?
No. Of course not, Corny.
Do you think I'm a bad person?
No.
Well, I do bad things sometimes.
And so do I, X.
You do? And you do, too?
Yes, sir.
That's right.
But I don't ever want to do bad things.
X, just because you do one bad thing doesn't mean you're a bad person.
What did you all ever do that was bad?
Well, I messed up King Friday's waterfall.
Oh, I remember I was in on that one. And one time I hid behind the platypus mall, and when Dr. Platypus come out, I scared him. Woo!
Oh, did you? Just like that? Mm-hmm.
Why don't you come over to my factory and swing a while?
Oh, well, I think I'd like to now, and you know what? Today, I'll look before I swing. Okay?
Yeah, come along.
Okay,
come
let's along. Go. Hi, Charlie.
Are you ever afraid the way X was, that somebody will be angry with you for something that you did? That was just an accident that X had with Corny yesterday. I mean, he was angry with Henrietta. He wasn't angry with Corny. Of course, sometimes we do things because we're angry. Yeah. Is it hard for you to understand that good people can do bad things sometimes? That was always hard for me to understand. But as I grew, I was able to understand that good people sometimes think bad things. Good people try bad things. We do. Good people even say bad things. Once in a while, we do. Good people sometimes wish bad things. Good people try bad things. Don't you? Good people even do bad things. Once in a while we do. Has anybody said you're good lately? Has anybody said you're nice? And have you wondered how they could lately wonder once or twice? Did you forget that good people sometimes feel bad things? Good people want bad things. We do. Good people even do bad things. once in a while we do. Good people sometimes do. It's true. I have an idea about the wood block and the drum. I'll play the drum for you just like that, and the wood block. And what I'm going to do is to hide them. Now don't look at the drum or the wood block. And you tell me which one I'm playing, okay? Drum. Wood block. Wood block. Drum. Try that with some of your friends. Just take anything and, you know, that or that. Just try it out. You can have all kinds of fun trying out different sounds. Oh, it gives me a good feeling to know that we'll be together again tomorrow. Because I like you, my television friend. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when tomorrow's new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I like you just the way you are. I liked you yesterday. I like you today. And I'll like you tomorrow. You're my friend. I'll be back. Bye.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.